Hello?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air with Dawson. How can I help you?
I've had a loss in my life over the last couple of years. My dad died 3 years ago in a car accident, and I lost my best friend about 6 months ago. And I've always had a strong relationship with the Lord, and very strong. And over the last year, I felt like I've lost a lot of my faith. And I think...
Why do you feel that way?
I don't know. I don't know whether it was because of out of anger that I felt like I don't believe that the Lord like took them from me, but just like with life in general, like I've had a hard time with death and accepting it.
All right, I got you. But what have you been doing that's making the problem even worse?
I've just developed so many addictions. Like I can't quit smoking, and I've developed a problem with drinking, and I've also had a problem with like sexual addiction, like using it as a term of like being able to just to feel something, because sometimes I feel like really cold inside, and I use it like that, but afterwards it doesn't make any difference. I still feel the same way, and I have a problem with depression and anxiety, and I have so many things inside of me and addictions. I don't know how to stop or who to ask to help me to stop. I'm just really insecure about things in my life right now, especially like my faith.
Okay, let me ask you this. We've got a whole web of issues, but we have a core issue. And the core issue is you're angry, and you're angry at God, and you are turning against your value system every which way. And so these false feel goods, whatever they may be, smoking, drinking, sex, will all turn on you, and in the end you'll feel even more dead, more shame, more guilt than ever.
Yes.
Well, I would find a minister or a counselor, and I would say we've got to get to the bottom of this, which in the end is going to be you have not grieved properly, if you will. Until you do that, all this other stuff and all this other drama and circus in your life will keep right on going. The problem is the circus in your life, if I can call that drinking, smoking, and sexual addiction, will then turn around and bite you and hurt you. So we need to stop this show right now.